Have you ever dreamed of one day owning your own business, but just don't know where to begin? Then you've tuned into the right show. On All Things Franchising, you will hear from top national franchisers, successful franchisees, attorneys, CPAs, and others who support this fast-growing business model. So grab a cup of coffee and pen and notepad, because you will want to capture the invaluable information you hear on today's show. And now, here is your host, Linda Ballesteros.
Hey folks, welcome to All Things Franchising. This is Linda Ballesteros and I am your host today. I'm always honored when someone finds time in their busy day to spend with me, because as you've heard me say before, time is that one commodity that you just can't get back. So I'm always honored when someone spends some time with me. Recently read an article. The title of the article was Why Franchising is a Great Fit for Millennials. Now, what I've been seeing as a franchise consultant is that the younger generation, whether it's the millennials or those that are younger than the millennials, what they are looking for is certainly something different than my generation was looking for. So when I went out and created a career, I chose banking. So I was in banking for 30 plus years. And for those 30 plus years, I worked for someone else. That is not the mindset of the millennials and the younger generation. They are looking for something so much more than that. The article went on to say that for those who have a family, for those millennials or those younger who have a family, many franchise opportunities allow the flexibility to set your own hours. And I'm finding this phrase, set your own hours, is a big draw. It is a must-have for the younger generation that are looking to be in business for themselves. Many franchise concepts target younger consumers, and being closer to that target audience age can help to build the customer base. So many franchise concepts are purposely looking for younger franchisees, because they're able to relate to the customers. Millennials have shown they're not afraid to ditch quo and try new things. And I think all of those points are very important. And to be honest with you, none of those would have described me when I was getting ready to step out into my career. That's going to be our topic today with Mason Boswell. Mason is the founder of IntegraServe Franchise Consulting. He is also going to school. He is working on a marketing and finance major at, I'm going to try to say this right now, Mason, it's Ouachita Baptist University. How close was I?
You were right on the dot.
Oh, good deal. Well, Mason, welcome to the show today.
Thank you so much, Linda. It's a pleasure.
Absolutely. And you know, Mason, I love the idea that the younger generation has decided they want to do it different. They don't want to retire at one place. They are very creative with how they are creating their future, creating their career. Before we get started in that, Mason, tell me a little bit about your background. And for those that don't know your father, then you can tell us a little bit about how he introduced you to franchising.
Yes, ma'am. So I'm from Dallas, Texas. I grew up going to Prestonwood Christian Academy, a little private school in Plano, Texas. And I really wasn't sure what I wanted to do with my life. I just knew my dad loved his job. He was super passionate about what he did, and I didn't even know what he was doing. But as time grew on, I really grew in curiosity about what he was so, why he came home happy and excited to get back to work every day. You know, that's kind of unheard of these days.
Mm-hmm.
So I really got with him and tried to find out what it was that made him love his job. And so I learned from him and his wisdom and in just about this incredible system that franchising is and how it opens you up to freedom, success, and the most important is a balanced life. And he taught me some of his ways, and here I am as a franchise consultant with IntegraServe Franchising and just living the dream.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, you talk about having that freedom. You talk about having more of a quality of life. And as I said at the top of the show, Mason, I didn't have a lot of quality of life. But to be honest with you, I didn't know that I had another choice. So franchising is offering an amazing opportunity, not just for those who maybe have retired. I work with a lot of people who have, they're looking at retirement. So they're between 55, 60 plus in age, and they're just now looking at building a business. But that's not what this younger generation, they're not waiting for that, are they? They're ready to do it now.
Oh, absolutely. And I'll tell you one thing is that it definitely opens you up to not only success, but also freedom. You get to choose whichever's most important to you between money, success, or even just balancing your life. And I'll tell you one thing, Linda, is in my opinion, balancing between work, school, and just my everyday life is probably, without a doubt, the most important thing to me. And franchising lets me do that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you talk about, you know, for those that are not familiar, Mason's father is Red Boswell, and he is president of IFPG. And he works and coaches consultants to be successful. And Mason, you couldn't have a better mentor than to have Red mentoring you every step along the way. And of course, he does that for all of the IFPG consultants, for sure. But what I loved is when you described how happy he was when he came home from work. Mason, that was not my life when I worked at corporate. I had nothing left at the end of the day. So describe a little bit about what life would look like for someone young, for what life would look like for them to come in as a franchisee in a concept that they are passionate about. What would that look like?
Yes, ma'am. Absolutely. Just touching a little bit more on my dad's and his happiness. The other day I was talking to him about retirement, and I'm like, Dad, when are you going to retire? You know, you're getting a little older and time's coming on, but it isn't like you're slowing down. And I tell you what, Linda, he told me, what's retirement?
Yeah.
What is that? And I'm like, oh, wow. So he doesn't plan on retiring anytime soon. He's really enjoying it. And man, that's just a testimony to how great franchising is. And how it just your life can be formed around it, and you just love it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's so valuable to live a life that you truly love more than anything else. You know, you don't want to live around money. You don't want to live around anyone else's schedule. And franchising lets you do just what you want to do. So, to anyone who I really think would want to get into franchising and find their passion, that's definitely something that you want to do in franchising, because there's so many options. There's thousands and thousands of franchises who are willing and capable of having new franchisees who are wanting to work with new people because of their time, their schedule. They just need people who are capable and willing to work with them. And that's why I think it's such an open opportunity. It's so sought after these days is someone who is willing to put in the work ethic, put in the coachability, and anything in that area of realm.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, Mason, there are, and I talk about this so many times on the show, is that there are so many industries right now that are embracing that franchise business model. Are there some that you can think of just off the top of your head that maybe a younger franchisee might gravitate to? Are there some franchises that that maybe the industry itself or whatever the widget is that they're offering, the service or the widget, is more appealing or very appealing to a younger franchisee?
Absolutely. Linda, if they're like me, then they love helping people. They love giving back to their communities and even earning some handsome success fees in the whole process. But my generation desires options. They desire flexibility and reward for hard work. Definitely something as a college student that I can say is extremely awesome is being rewarded for hard work. And franchising provides all of that and then some. And it's really the future for those seeking to own their career and benefit from their own efforts. Because these days, people want to see the benefits from the hard work they put into things. That's probably the most important thing for one looking for a job, that it reaps the benefits of their hard work. And that's something mm-hmm. that franchising, without a doubt, has done for me and has done for many, many people who are a lot older than me. But to the younger generation, I can say that it's without a doubt very, very valuable just as a young college student.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And like you said, so many of the franchises, they can integrate very easily into anyone's schedule. And for those of you listening out there, you may think when I mention franchise, when Mason mentions franchise, you're thinking of brick and mortar. You're thinking of a McDonald's. You know, you're thinking of an oil loop. There are more and more franchise concepts that are work from home, that doesn't have a brick and mortar. So that makes it even more flexible, doesn't Mason?
Yes, ma'am. Absolutely. And there's totally so many options out there. It's unbelievable. I've heard of options where you have no employees. I've heard mm-hmm. of options where you don't even have to pay royalties.
Right.
And that just shows that, and people do not want your money. People want you to be happy. And that's what mm-hmm. franchising is.
Mm. Absolutely. And so many of those that I've interviewed on my show, over the years, I've interviewed quite a few franchisors. More and more of them are building in this natural social responsibility component. So it allows their franchisees to easily return back to the community. Are you seeing that as well, Mason?
Absolutely. I know that there's a ton of franchises out there who are making differences, whether it be going eco-friendly or mm-hmm. just giving back to orphanages. I know specifically Building Kids Preschool franchise, one that I work with very closely, is giving money back to kids who don't have enough money to go to school. And that's just a normal, totally normal thing in the franchising world. And how awesome is it that we can affect the world and change the world in that way? I know so often my dad talks about, let's change the world together, because we're all in it together.
Absolutely. And, you know, this is for a franchisee or for someone that's listening and they're thinking about looking at franchises, that's just a pebble in the pond, because once they can impact so many people, not just their customers, not just their clients, but there again, just like you were saying, they now have the ability to help the less fortunate. And that's where the purpose comes from, isn't it?
It absolutely is. Franchising is so great because it offers opportunity for personal change, but also environmental change around you. So everything is changing for the better. And that's franchising allows you the opportunity to seek purpose in giving to others.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, we've been talking about franchising and the opportunity to become a franchisee, but there's the opportunity as well to become a franchise consultant just like you. So if someone's interested in knowing more about that look like, how do you, as a franchise consultant, what does your business look like, Mason?
A little bit about IntegraServe Franchising is I meet people. I get whoever wants to buy a franchise or maybe not even buy a franchise. I tell them, hey, I want to learn more about you. I'm not here for your money. I'm here for your success, your growth, and most importantly, your happiness. And when it comes down to it, Linda, I'm not here for the money. I'm really here to seek change in the world that I know so closely to be going downhill. And so when it comes down to it, you could even consider me a therapist at times, just talking with people about what they see fit and what I see fit for them. I learn more about them and their process of life, how they handle their day-to-day actions with their family, with their friends, with their hobbies and interests. And I say, man, look at this. I have all these opportunities available to you. Let's talk about which ones might best suit your schedule and might best suit your life and might be able to make the most impact with it. That's a little bit about how I operate my business, IntegraServe, and it's been working very, very well.
Mm-hmm. And so when you start talking to someone, what are some of the important things that you say, this has to be a match or it's a deal killer? What is it when you're talking to them and you say, this has to match, or it doesn't matter what the widget is, but this has to match? What are some of the key components to matching someone to the right franchise concept?
Linda, I tell you, when it comes down to the nitty-gritty of franchising, there's two things that you always have to have for a desired franchisee. In order to be successful, you must be coachable and you must have a strong work ethic. And franchising is one of the very few things that is like a mirror reflection of the work put into it. When you're able to work hard and truly kind of dedicate yourself to something, like I said earlier, a little bit of success and a ton of freedom in that. And franchising being something so new and so free of opportunity, open to opportunity, it's a perfect way to establish that success through freedom and through openness. And combining work ethic and coachability leads not only straight to success, but also freedom, and that's the dream. That's so sought after these days, is being free to do whatever you please, and you just look into a system to be able to choose what you want to do.
Yeah, and it is that system that allows them to plug in. As long as they're coachable enough to be able to plug in, then they know what the success rate will look like, right? Because it's been proven.
Absolutely. That's why franchising is so much more sought after than starting a business, is because it's a proven system of success. You're buying into a system that's already made money. It's already made a name for itself. And your risk is far lower than it would be starting a business.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. When you're working with someone, Mason, how do you prepare them for the fact that there is going to be some work involved here? You know, it's you don't just hang out the shingle for that franchise concept and all of a sudden you've got a line of people. That might happen if it's a McDonald's. But how do you prepare someone that there will be work involved in this?
Well, first things first, it always comes down to a balance of life, a balance of your life. Whoever out there is willing to see have a vision for their future and say, man, these days are going to be difficult. They're going to not be the easiest. There's going to be good days. There's going to be bad days. But overall, this is going to be a freeing experience. And that's kind of where I teach. I'm like, this is not going to be easy for you. But something that you're buying into is a system that you can stick to, something that you can lean on. And you don't have to buy any other people who are going to say, hey, listen, I'm not going to help you. You're buying into a system where people are going to help you and stand beside you throughout the whole process and say, I've been here. Let me help you with that. So you're buying mentorship. You're not only buying a franchise, but you're buying mentorship and what it means to lead a franchise to success.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, because they've done it, and as long as you follow that blueprint, so to speak, you can have similar results, right?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Well, Mason, I need to take a real quick commercial break here, but I was wondering, do you happen to have any stories of anyone that you've worked with that you could share with us when we come back from break?
Yes, ma'am, absolutely.
Wonderful. Well, folks, we'll be right back with more from Mason Boswell talking about franchising and the younger generation.
House Talk Radio. Join Tony and Wendy Gambone on House Talk Radio, where they talk all things house. From tips on home repairs and remodeling to best practices on buying and selling a home, hiring contractors, home loans, and insurance, as well as decorating ideas and how to get the most bang for your buck. If you would like more information about House Talk Radio, go to housetalkradio.com.
Tune in every Thursday morning at 9 a.m. to Tough Talk Christian Radio with Tony Gambone. Tough Talk Christian Radio is for those who want to share and receive expressions of faith that will help you take the next step in your relationship with Christ. Listen in to hear from others about their experiences of faith and the love of Christ. Call in to share your experiences at 347-989-1363. Learn more by going to toughtalkchristianradio.com.
Are you dreaming of owning your own business but just don't know where to begin? The wait is now over. Linda Ballesteros is a catalyst to becoming a business owner through franchising. Whether you are looking to create a living that will allow you to leave corporate America, change your lifestyle, allowing you to enjoy the fun things in life, or if you're looking to build a legacy that will support your family for years to come, contact Linda today to start the process of being your own boss. Linda at empowerfranchiseconsulting.com, 832-640-4922.
Hey, folks, welcome back to All Things Franchising. Linda Ballesteros here. My guest is Mason Boswell, and we are talking about how franchising is such a perfect fit for the younger generation, whether we're talking about the millennials or those younger than the millennials, and they are definitely getting started much earlier than my generation did. And when we broke for commercial break, Mason, I asked if you happen to have any stories that you could share with us, because I love stories. I know my listeners do as well. Do you have any stories you can share?
Yes, ma'am, I do, and it's a testament as to what franchising truly is and how it affects you as a person. So working with IFPG, we go on various regional discovery mixers, and what that basically means is we go and learn more about different franchises and different people, really, in different parts of the country. So recently, here about 2 or 3 months ago, I went to Charlotte, North Carolina, and got to see some other cool franchises up there. And the cool part about it is you work with, throughout the whole trip, you get to meet various other consultants and various other franchisors and franchisees. One specifically was Chris Valdez with Horizon Consulting, and he just met me, saw where I was at, and mentored me. He talked to me, hey, what's your process looking like? What are you doing here? What are you doing here? And he just offered me so much coachability, and he still, to this day, 3 months, 4 months later, talks to me almost every single day, almost every single week about what are you doing to be successful? And he is just a wonderful coach, a wonderful mentor, who is honestly a perfect example of what it means to be in franchising. It's a relationship that lasts a lifetime. And he's coaching me through everyday experiences, not only with franchising, but with relationships with my friends, with my family, and work with my work ethic, which is so important these days. So that's just a little story about relationships, Mason, and franchising.
Right. You mentioned the word relationship several times, and that's the foundation of franchising, isn't it?
It absolutely is. Linda, like I said earlier, the very most important thing in not only franchising, but really life, is your relationship with other people. You know, your relationship with your family first, and then friends. And honestly, Linda, I would consider the people I've met in franchising to be as close to me as I am to my family, just because they care so deeply about who, not only what I do in the world of franchising, but who I am. And I can't say that all my friends feel the same way.
Yeah, and what's interesting is I find that there are some concepts out there that do that even better than others. You know, I work with a concept, it's Naturals to Go Healthy Vending, and I have to tell you that there are some concepts like Naturals to Go Healthy Vending that they just have a heart-centered leadership team. And that is reflected all the way down to the brand new, the newest of new franchisee. So don't you feel that when someone's looking at a concept, that it's important for them to also look at that leadership team and the relationship that they can build with that leadership team? Because that's where the success is.
Absolutely. Whenever you're buying into a franchise, like I said, you're not only buying into a franchise model, a system proven to be successful, but you're also providing in you're investing in a group of people who are willing to work with you and reach success with you. And what it means to reach success is a journey through hardship, not only through money and everything that money brings, but also through life. You're investing in people who care for you through thick and thin, and that is time and time again proven true in every single story that I've heard of new franchisees.
You know, Mason, when I was in corporate for those 30 plus years, I look back on that, and when I left after 30 years, I didn't have those relationships didn't translate to my life today. But I have friends, I have connections, I have dear, dear friends that I have met since then, whether it is in franchising or whether it is in the small business community. And we do become a family, don't we?
We absolutely do, Linda. And I'll tell you, one of the most important things I've realized through this whole franchising journey is the value and importance of networking. And getting to know as many people as you possibly can, because you don't know how they can change your life, but they really can in ways you don't even know yet. And that has proven to be true throughout my little experience that I do have, is that I have so many people around me who can help me achieve success in ways I never knew possible.
Yeah, so true. That is so true. Because the thing is, when you have a business, that line between work and home is thinner. It's much thinner, and they bleed into each other. Whereas when I was with corporate, I got on the bus downtown Houston, and when I took the commuter bus all the way out to Katy, then my workday was over. But that's not the way it works when you own your own business. The family is part of the business as well. You're a perfect example of that, Mason.
Yes, ma'am. My dad is a testimony to that exactly. Mm-hmm. And the job never ends, does it?
No, No, but the job doesn't look like a job all the time either.
No, not at all. And I'll tell you from my personal experience, just going on countless trips, specifically the IFPG retreat, which was a few months ago, was an incredible example of what it means to have a job that you love. You know, you go to Hollywood, Florida, and get to experience the beach, but also on the beach, you get to experience the so much wisdom from countless franchisees and other consultants. And it's a perfect balance between work and fun. And I never thought that would be possible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mason, we're getting close to the end of the show. Before we get to those final three questions, if someone's listening and they are thinking, you know, I would like to know more about what Mason can do for me, where would they go to find out more information about you?
You know, I'd like to say LinkedIn is probably your best bet, but more than anything, I'd like you to work with me. I'd like to help you understand yourself better as well and evaluate the best options for you to live your optimal life. So if you want to do that, check out my website at IntegraServe.com with no E, just IntegraServe. And feel free to check out my LinkedIn. I'd love to chat with anyone who has any interest in becoming a better person.
Wonderful. Very good, Mason. So we're down to those final three questions. And I know that you're relatively new at working in franchising, but you've certainly been around it for a long time. So I have a feeling that you probably absorbed some of this knowledge by process of osmosis, I'm thinking, you know. So the first question here is, if there is someone listening who's considering purchasing a franchise, what would you suggest that they do to prepare for the process?
There is a ton of wisdom that goes into that question, Linda. And I tell you what I've learned from the best is the most important thing that you can do from the ground up is start building relationships with people who know what they're doing. And in that, like I said earlier, work with me. I definitely don't know everything about franchising, but I do know a thing or two to lead you in the right path. And there's tons of other people out there who can do the same thing. So start building those networks, start building those relationships with people who know what they're doing, and start being mentored by people who really, really want to lead you to success, because that's what they're after. They're not after your money. They're after your joy, your happiness, and your freedom.
Yeah, definitely. I agree 100% with that. So the second question here is, and I think you've mentioned it a couple of times in the show, but what are two traits that make a successful franchisee?
Absolutely. I did touch about this a little bit earlier, and it was the two most important things are coachability and work ethic. And like I said, franchising is one of the very few things that you can just look at from a perspective, and you can tell how much hard work you put into it based off of the success that you see. And that success isn't always in the form of money, but it's also in the form of relationships, in the form of a life well-balanced. And being such a new thing in the market, in the industry, there's so much new opportunity that if you bring in coachability, bring in work ethic, which is two things that are so desired and so sought after these days, that you can very, very quickly be able to see the success that you're investing. And so that's two things that I think are so valuable, is coachability and work ethic, for sure.
Absolutely. And, you know, one of the things, and we've touched on this as well, whenever I'm working with someone, I let them know very early on, you will to work at this. This is something that will need some time. You will need to invest in it. You'll need to work in it, especially if someday you want to sell it, and maybe you see the business as and the franchise as your retirement. Well, someday you'll be able to sell it, but only if you have built it along the way, right?
Absolutely, Linda. And I'll tell you, in order to kind of do that and build a franchise worth success and worth your time, you really do have to take on the mindset being, man, I really don't know everything here. I need to learn from people who know more than I do. And that's something that for me, even as a 20-year-old college student, has been very difficult to do, is talk to my dad and be like, I don't know what I'm doing. Can you help me in this area?
Mm-hmm.
So you do have to lose a little bit of pride in that way. And that's something that's so important for sure.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But it's all part of that growth and stretching and getting outside your comfort zone. All of those things that really will make you a successful franchisee along the way. So I know that you've seen some patterns probably, or heard your dad talk about patterns or things that have happened in franchising. So from that perspective, what do you see the future of franchising look like?
It has never been a better time to be in franchising. There's more options, better terms, and the most attractive returns ever. Like, I can't establish that enough, how handsome the returns are. And franchising is the answer to many people's prayers. They just need to be introduced to it, which is the common problem nowadays. And that's my calling. Through my company, IntegraServe, the combination of integrity and service, I try to help aspire new entrepreneurs discovering the best opportunities that can that they can use to accomplish their ideal careers and achieve, in a sense, their dreams through personal business ownership. And there's nothing more important to people these days than doing what they want and not what other people want. They want their own schedule. And so that's what franchising is. It's using your own schedule to operate your own life. And it's a personal way of doing business. And that's why I think the future of franchising looks like.
Yeah, definitely. And I agree with that. You know, maybe I'm in a prosperity class at my church, and someone stood up recently, and we were talking about dreams. You were just talking about dreams and dreaming. And this person couldn't dream. They didn't see any life further from what they currently have. They felt they were locked in to the life they were living. And I think what you're talking about is you're giving them the notion, you're planting that seed that life can be bigger, it can be better, it can be so much more if you just let yourself, right?
Oh my gosh, without a doubt, Linda, it's an area of life where you can dream. You don't even have to dream. You can see your future ahead of you without even pondering upon this could happen. This could happen. It already is happening. And that's just the awesome part about franchising. You don't have to second guess yourself because you have a system you can stick to.
I love that, Mason. We are down to the end of the show. One more time, Mason, if someone is listening and they want to know more about you and how they can work with you, what would you suggest they do?
Yes, ma'am. Check out my LinkedIn. All my information is going to be in there. It's going to be Mason Blaise Boswell is my username, Blaise, B-L-A-I-Z-E. And check out IntegraServe.com or just follow me on Instagram if you like. Mason Boswell is my name. And I appreciate Linda so much for having me on. It's been a wonderful pleasure to get to talk with you a little bit more about franchising.
Absolutely, Mason. You've just been a joy. And I look forward to staying in touch and watching your progress. And maybe in a few months have you back. And I'm sure you'll have some more stories to share with us then.
I'd love nothing more, Linda. I definitely will and look forward to that opportunity.
Wonderful. Thanks again, Mason.
Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day.
Folks, you know, one of the things that Mason really wanted to make sure, and you heard him talk about people's dreams and their passion and, you know, giving them the quality of life back and giving them time freedom. And with all of that comes the financial freedom. And all of that can be obtained through franchising. As always, I'm going to leave you with a quote. This is a quote by Gary Vaynerchuk, and he is an entrepreneur and an author. And if you haven't read his stuff, be sure to do so. He is pretty straight up when he talks about it. The quote goes like this: "Don't ever let your circumstances determine your outcome. You are bigger and better than that. You can always control your own destiny." It's kind of what we were talking about today. You can control your own destiny. Folks, thanks so much for being with me today on All Things Franchising, and we'll see you next time.
Another great episode of All Things Franchising is now in the books. You can listen to past shows by following All Things Franchising on Facebook and Twitter. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure not to miss us next time when we bring you a brand new episode of All Things Franchising.